glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Welcome to another Mark and Friends program. My name is Tim Nelson, coming to you from the Great News Media Studios of WLUJ. Let's start our time together today with the words of the Apostle Paul from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He has enabled us to be ministers of his new covenant. This is a covenant not of written laws, but of the Spirit. The old written covenant ends in death, but under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Perhaps you've heard the phrase, go big or go home. That may be the motto some are living by, but I'm not sure it's the way Christ would want us to live. Think about this. Jesus chose a small group of no-names to spread his Father's message. when he could have enlisted the best and brightest to get this all-important message delivered to the whole world? And what about Gideon's army? Instead of a grandiose display of military power, success came another way. In Judges chapter 7, the Lord said, "Gideon, you have too many warriors with you. If I let all of you fight the Midianites, the Israelites will boast to me that they saved themselves by their own strength." After sending thousands, tens of thousands back to their home, God only wanted 300 men in the battle. That way, it was indisputable that God was the one responsible for the victory. In this spiritual battle that's being waged, that's all around us, let's remember Isaiah 26:3. "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." These lyrics from a song from the group Casting Crowns exemplifies how victory can come even when everyone around us and the whole world seems to say, "That's impossible." The song says, "Moses had stage fright when David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world."
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all.
Wednesday, which usually means on Mark and Friends, you get Marianne Simpkins and Mark Burns with the Prime Life Times in Review broadcast. That'll be back next week as Mark and Marianne are off busy doing all kinds of work, always, but doing some other things today. I'm Tim Nelson, thankful for the privilege to sit in with you today. In the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Then I declare about the Lord, He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him." If rest is found in the shadow of the Almighty, how do we get in that shadow? Pastor Scott Longyear gives some insight.
Well, I can only stay in the shadow of something if a couple truths are present. One, if this is bigger than me, if the thing that's overshadowing me is bigger than me, and secondly, if I'm close to it. And so God has to be bigger than me, which He is, and I have to get close to Him. And so I wrote on in this application, in this season, I'm reminded that God's bigger than COVID-19. That He's bigger than my job, He's bigger than my paycheck, He's bigger than my fears, and He's bigger than my unknowns. So He's big. But I've got to get close to Him to get in His shadow. So to get in His shadow, I have to get close to Him. So how do I get close to the Lord? Well, through His Word, through practices like this. I get closer to Him through worship, through ascribing Him worth, through prayer. I get closer to Him through silence and just being quiet and listening. I get closer to Him through community, even virtual community, even reaching out to people who are around me. And so that's my application. And so then my prayer is this: God, thanks for reminding me that You're bigger than everything that comes against me. And Holy Spirit, help me to chase the Father through Bible, through worship, and through prayer. And thank You that I can find rest in Your shadow, because this tragedy passes over the top of You. And it has to come through You to get to me. And because of that, I'm grateful.
That's Pastor Scott Longyear from Maryland Community Church in Terre Haute, Indiana. More information about Scott and the ministry there can be found online at Scott with one T, LONGYEAR.com.
I can still see the little white church and the preacher preaching. I can still feel the heavenly fire of an old when He opened the King James Bible and read John 3:16. That was the night those words got a hold of me.
It's still the good news after all these years. It still has the power to save. It still points the lost to a rugged cross where sins have been washed away. It was good for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel has never changed.
Revelation. It's the almighty power of God unto salvation.
Whoa, it's still alive and working, a strong two-edged sword.
Written on every page is the word of the Lord.
It's still the good news after all these years. It still has the power to save. Still points the lost to a rugged cross where sins have been washed away. It was good for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel has never changed. It was good for them way back then, and it's still good news today. There's never been a book quite like it. There's nothing that can compare. Jesus said it, I believe it, and we settled it all
at an old-fashioned altar of prayer.
Oh, it's still the good news after all these years. It still has the
still has the power to save. It still points the lost to a rugged cross where sins have been washed away. It was good for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel has never changed. It was good for them way back then, and it's still good news today. Good news, good, good, good news. Good news, good, good, good news. Good news, good, good news.
Pastor John MacArthur is heard on this great news media station throughout the week. He says praying is to the spiritual life what breathing is to the physical life. At birth, we enter into an atmosphere that immediately exerts pressure on our lungs. That forces us to take air in and begin to breathe. Just like that, when you're born into the family of God, you enter into a spiritual atmosphere wherein God's presence and grace exert pressure or influence on your life. Prayer is the natural response to that pressure.
Help me know you are
Hey, we want you to know that it's always good to hear from you. We appreciate the letters and emails, phone calls, and visits that happen here at the station, stopping by to say hello. Here's one from Cammie. She says, thank you for being here for me through the good times and not so good times. I listen to your station as much as I can because it refreshes and re-energizes. As believers, we all need to constantly hear the good news your station is airing throughout each day. God bless everyone there at the station. Thank you, Cammie. Thanks for taking the time to write in. Also, Mike says, our family considers the station to be a trusted friend. You've been there over the years through the thick and thin of our lives. During the years of your radio ministry, we've received good counsel for raising our children, help with ironing out rough spots in our marriage, as well as a solid teaching of God's Word every single day. We love the station and are thankful for the lives it has impacted. Thank you, Mike, for taking the time to write us. We appreciate that. For Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins, I'm Tim Nelson. Have a great rest of the day, and thank you for listening to Mark and Friends on this great news media station.
This delight of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This delight of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This delight of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This delight of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.